Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's episode, I'm going completely raw, open, honest, and just sharing with you guys. And just openly sharing because I know that there's probably one person at least listening. Or maybe at another time, you come back to this episode where this is helpful. And maybe something that I share, maybe it's one specific thing, is helpful for you in whatever you're navigating. And I share this because as I record this episode, I am personally navigating a bunch of different emotions and ups and downs myself. And I openly share that because, you know, I have found it so encouraging when I hear and see other women that I admire or like and respect say this out loud, or if they're telling me personally that they are just going through it. And one of the reasons why I really appreciate when women open up about that is because not only am I looking out for my fellow gals who are going through it and find peace in just knowing that there's someone else also going through something different, but I think it's important to always reiterate that we are humans and this is part of the human experience. And it's part of why I started this podcast many years ago in the first place, because I've been on this podcast back in 2020. If you go and listen to certain episodes during COVID pandemic era, I was going through it for sure. I mean, I know a lot of us were, but I definitely was vocalizing it and talking about it out loud. And that's 5 years ago, which is crazy. And so when I reflect on this podcast and I think about different things that have stuck, what I can do to be better, I remember that one of the things that's just who I am is that I will be really openly honest about my human experience. And, you know, there's a mixture of things as I'm recording this that I'm just navigating and personally facing myself, right? And I think this is so, for me personally, important to share because it is really easy to believe as an outsider that I must be doing normal and fine. And I'm sure this goes for anyone that you see online. They have a business, they are doing really well, or, oh, this girl just went to Coachella, she just had the best time, you know? Yeah, these things we might see externally, but there's always something inside that's still, you know, creating a little bit of uneasiness, right? And I'm very fortunate to have a therapist that I go to basically like once a month or so. So I have an outlet that I love to utilize. I highly recommend therapy if it's something you're interested in. It's good. You don't have to go all the time either, by the way. You don't have to go every week, but I definitely believe a good cadence when you're first getting started is every week until you can kind of pull away and do every other week, or then once every 3 weeks or once a month, whatever. I think about like the fact that I'm moving for the first time in almost 4 years. I'm moving apartments for the first time in almost 4 years. Like, it's weird because I moved every single year when I was in college, and I moved every single year from the age of 18 up until I was 25. So like that's a while, right? Like that is 6-7 years of moving, right? And it's weird because I look back on my life and all the moving around that I've done, and I don't really remember anything that stood out to me when it comes to being scared of moving, or I never really had fears. I think the only time that I had inklings of fear that came up was when this was 2017 and I was moving out of the apartment that I lived in with my then boyfriend, and I was moving into my junior year apartment back to sharing an apartment with another female, like versus, you know, with my boyfriend, right? Because we broke up. And gosh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just took a pause to think about the emotions I was going through that summer and how I really had to pick myself the fuck up. I picked myself up and I just kept going. I woke up. I can't even remember what I was doing on a day-to-day, but I was, you know, just trying my best to do everything I can. I was blogging. I was focused on building my brand, my business. Yeah, wow. Anyways, that's the only time that I can really think of where I had some hesitancies and just, you know, I was just really nervous for change because I was also moving to a new part of Orange County where I was living. And the rest of the years, so after that apartment, my junior year, I ended up moving back to Irvine, Newport Beach area, where I just felt naturally at home. And I felt more comfortable living in that part of Orange County than closer to Orange and Anaheim, which is where I lived my junior year. And I know for those of you who have never been to California or are not familiar with California, these places mean nothing, but I just like to reference them out loud just because I'm very open about my experiences. But yeah, you know, I'm sharing this openly because maybe you're going through a move, or maybe you're considering a move, or maybe you're about to as well in the next couple months, and maybe that kind of makes you a little nervous. I don't know, you know? And I'm not saying it's super nerve-wracking, but I'm like being really honest. Like, yeah, even though I've done this move so many times, for the first time, I think it's almost the fact that I got so comfortable not moving and just having the same apartment for so many years. Yeah, it's a feeling. I don't know how to describe it. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just that there's a feeling that arises, and I'll probably talk about it in therapy. I'll probably talk about it. I'll probably really try to understand it. And this episode is really for those of you, especially if you're navigating just the stuff that you're going through and you want to like hear it out with another person. I'm with you. I am cheering you on in whatever you're going through, you know, because all of us, we have our own shit. All of us, we have our highs and lows. We have the sadness, the happiness, the excitement. We have the fear, anxiety, the grief, right? Loss, you know, I remember.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was going through a lot of grieving back in late 2022 into 2023, and I ended up opening up about it later on. I mean, I think I recorded an episode and then published it months later, almost to like keep the rawness of what I was feeling. But I was going through a breakup, and to be fully open, it was a relationship that was rather short-lived compared to my first one. My first relationship was a total of about 4 years. And then the second one was not actually that long, but the emotional length of that was actually really long. In fact, I think the emotional length of grieving was longer than the relationship in itself, which is fascinating. And I'm just saying this because I don't feel embarrassed by that. I don't feel ashamed around it. I just think that's just how it was for me. And I'll be honest, most people would not understand you if you're going through something. I think, by the way, if you're a friend to anyone that is going through anything, or even if it's mild, even if it's 5 out of 10 versus 8 out of 10, if anyone is going through anything in your life, I think one of the best lessons I've learned through the years is my best approach as a friend is to just be, and to just be there, to listen, to support, to just like let them vent, let them share. I grew up observing and experiencing more of the support where everything is a problem that can be solved. And so when I went through my first college breakup, I remember, you know, again, I don't say this in a bad way. I'm just, again, being open about my experience. Like, you know, one of my parents, like, they didn't really understand. They didn't understand in some aspects because their focus was so on the getting over it. And everyone just has their own pace, you know? And I've noticed that I've even done that with one of my good friends who's, like, she's actually in college right now. And I met her because we were both skating coaches at one of my part-time, like, thing I do seasonally. And she's basically like a younger sister to me. She's like, what, like 7 years younger than me? And she went through her first romantic encounter ever. Like first guy, first kiss, I think, everything. And I remember I already knew certain things based on what she told me. But I was actually very proud. I'm going to be honest. I was proud to watch myself not try to tell her what to do, how to do, what kind of decision she should make. Because I realized at that point, being only 7 years older than her, that you know what? The best thing that she's going to get is experience. And then the best thing that I can be as like this older sister friend is to just be there when things take a turn and when she gets the lesson part of the experience, and not try to solve it for her, and to not try to make her feel any worse. You know, I think the worst thing you can do as a friend or parent is to like tell someone, oh yeah, I told you so, or yeah, I saw this coming, right? And I'm going to be honest, I've done that before too. I've been in the role where I wanted to try to solve someone's problem or help them solve the problem because I thought that's me being a good friend or whatever. And that's not always the case. But if someone is asking you, hey, I would really love solutions or help with a solution, can you help me with this? Or can you help me get to a solution point, get to an action point? Then yeah, that's where you would want to help them there. But part of being a friend is just being an emotional and moral support system, just being, like, your presence. You know, isn't that beautiful? It's like your dog or animals. They don't talk to you. They don't solve your problems, but they do in a way because they're just there with you. They are there to support you in an emotional way, right? So that's one aspect of my life that I'm kind of like navigating and processing, even though it's a very minute thing. I get it. One thing that I heard, you know, a podcaster, and most of you guys probably would know her or heard of her. Her name is Lauren Bostic from The Skinny Confidential. And many years ago, I remember hearing her talk about how, I think it was like her grandma or something, would always advise her to, whenever she was upset or sad, get outside of yourself. And something that I try to do in order to get outside of myself is to really literally like get outside of myself and like do things in service of others. So like something that just popped up in mind right now too is volunteering. A good friend of mine, shout out to you, girl, if you're listening right now. A good friend of mine actually volunteers, I think, on a weekly or monthly basis. I forget which cadence that is, but she's actually part of a volunteer, like literal group thing. And I think that's a great example. And this is me also sharing some ideas if you are looking for ideas to get out of yourself, get outside of yourself, to put yourself in different environments that force you to, yeah, to just be in a different state of mind. I think volunteering is a great one, and or just anything that's more of service to others, because I think it is also common for all of us to get into the headspace of me, me, me. I'm going through this, poor me, and blah, 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 right? I'm not saying to ever dismiss the emotions and the things that you are feeling, because it is important to process that healthily and not avoid that. But I think it is a healthy balance of, okay, I am feeling this right now. I'm going to let it go through me. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to let it go through me. And then afterwards, I am also not going to sulk too much on what's happening to me and what I'm feeling, and I'm going to go get outside of myself. So that's something that I am always actively doing to try to improve that area of my life. Earlier, I mentioned that a couple years ago, or I guess 2 years ago now, I was going through this long-ass grieving period of a relationship that was no longer existing. And I actually published an episode about it. It was like around March 2023. I think it was literally titled The Breakup. And I remember that one of the things that I did to get outside of myself was actually coming back to teach figure skating, which was one of the best decisions of my life. Coming back, incorporating that into my life. It hasn't disrupted my schedule. I do it only once a week. And it was beautiful because I was around children. All of them were, you know, somewhere between like 9 and 12. And that really helped me tap into this, yeah, this part of myself that is the youth Emily, the child in Emily. And I think there is a beauty to getting to tap into that, to being the child in you. You are lighter, you're happier, you're not worried about these big macro things that we often get worried about as adults. So that's another idea for those of you who ever did a sport growing up and you miss it. One option could be volunteering or getting a part-time job to coach or teach that sport, you know? I actually know people that did gymnastics, and they'll teach gymnastics at gyms or whatever. So, I don't know, just different ideas if you are, again, going through anything that these ideas could be useful. I think something else I keep in mind through all of this, and I think this one's a pretty big given, but yeah, while life is tough and each of us are experiencing different emotions throughout each day, the thing with life is that it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop for anyone, and that everyone's got their own shit, and so you also have to keep up, and you have to keep moving along with it, you know? And again, it's not to dismiss the things that we feel, but sometimes, you know, okay, it's one thing to take 1 or 2 days for your mental health, for clarity, for whatever you need. Maybe even as much as a couple of days, right? But at some point, it's like you get back on your horse and you keep going. You show up, you wake up, you go to work, you do your thing, you know? And I think that's an important element to talk about and highlight, because there are days where, not necessarily right now, but I'm just talking in general in my life, where I didn't have the mental clarity to do the best job in whatever I was working on. And so those moments, I became more productive with my time. And I was like, you know what? You're not going to get far with this, Emily. So go do something for your mental health. And again, my circumstances are a little different because I do have my own schedule and I work for myself, my own company. But if you're working from home, for example, if you work remotely and you are just going through it in whatever way, go outside and go for a 30-minute walk. Seriously, like that is a great resource that I've used many times. I will go out, go for a walk. I luckily will walk close to the water because where I live in New York, it's not too far from, you know, a nice little stroll to see the East River and, you know, back. So anyways, that's what I would say if you're going through a rut of some sort and you know that you need to keep the ball going, but you're not able to, then take a breather. Like, force yourself to take a breather and help clear your head. Get some blood flowing in you. Walks are the best way for that. And I've noticed when I do hard things like play a tennis match or go for a long walk at sunrise, right? Like, I don't feel like, I don't ever feel like waking up at 6 and going to go for a walk at 6:15. It's not like I just want to. But there is no better feeling than walking on the Brooklyn Bridge, going for a long walk, and, you know, seeing that you did basically 7,000 steps or 8,000 steps before 8 a.m., you know, it is a nice feeling to see. And also just the way your mind and body get to not be in overload when you are just on a walk and you're clearing your head or maybe you're talking with a friend. It's just great for your health and it's great for clarity. And it's also one of the things that I do when I get in a rut of any sorts is, you know, I schedule like more workouts related to walks and yoga and breathing exercises and those types of activities rather than just going to the gym and lifting. So I'm sharing that out loud too, which is that in these times where you need it and you are just in a funk, it's probably best to actually change up your normal routine so that your brain is pushed to be outside of itself, right? Because if you're sometimes always doing the same thing, the same routine, and you're in a place where you're not feeling your best, you might actually just resent the idea of like, oh, I have to go do this now, or oh, I don't want to go lift, right? Give yourself something to actually be excited about. It's like a little mind trick, right? So for me, it is exciting to go and walk on the Brooklyn Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge. Like, that's exciting to me because it's different, because I haven't done it. You know, or it's not like part of my normal routine. So it brings a little bit of unpredictability into my brain in a healthy way. I think the last thing I'll say to wrap this up is that whatever you are going through, whatever you are experiencing emotionally, whatever rut or funk you're in, whether right now or whether recently or in the future, just know that there is support out there if you seek it. And I'll openly say that my DMs, the What Fulfills You DMs, they are always open. It's always meant to be a safe space to communicate and share with me, with what fulfills you, followers and the community and listeners, you know? Because I know I would have loved to have had that, especially when I went through just so many different things when I was 20 years old, the breakup, transferring universities, and not having friends, you know, all of it was very impactful for me. And so I lead with that now. I lead with support and connection. And you can always find that if you try and you look hard enough. I encourage you to look into different communities and networks that do these different like dinners. So for example, coming up soon, I'm hosting a dinner in collaboration with the company Time Left, that where Time Left, their concept is really cool. I personally have done one before and I had a great experience, and I recommended a team member who lives in Amsterdam. I recommended her to try it as well, and she also had a great experience. But you go to dinner with five other strangers, so there's six people total, and you don't know anyone there, and it uses an algorithm to choose who you'll be at dinner with. And I think it's really cool. And so we're collaborating with them to host an all-female dinner in New York City. So six of us strangers will come and we'll all connect and have great conversations and have a good time. And I think it goes to show when someone signs up for something like that, it often does speak and reflect on some level of curiosity and growth-mindedness if you're willing to come to a dinner where you don't know anyone. I personally think it's very cool. But anyways, I think things like that, you know, if you don't have anyone physically in person near you, I think had I known about something like this when I was younger, I would have done it. But obviously back then, I don't know if these things existed in 2017. And I was also in college, you know, so it's a little bit different contextually. But I certainly went seeking for connection and just for female friends in general that would want to also make new friends and would also want to come closer and connect on the different things that we're going through, you know? And sometimes the best thing you can do is like actually find someone that is navigating similar things, because it can kind of bring a nice bond in that way too, just knowing that you're not alone in that sense, that you're also not the only one going through this thing. But also embrace it if you're going through something that's very personal, whether it's a loss of something or someone, or a lot of like typical life events, moving, new jobs or new career paths or a new relationship or the end of one, all of it, right? And that's why connection and humans and just being there for each other, that's why it is the most important part of life. It is the foundation to a fulfilling life. And I hope you guys never forget that. As always, I hope this episode was helpful, was applicable for something in your life. And it's okay if you're not going through a rut, but if this resonated with you in any way, please let me know. As always, it does mean the world to me. And if you could take just a few seconds to rate and review the podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen, it would be such a nice help for the show. It also tells me who's listening and who wants more of this. So thank you again so much for supporting the show in whatever way you do. If you are looking for journal prompts or personal growth deep questions, you can find the What Fulfills You card game online at whatfulfillsyou.com. All of the promos are linked in the show notes. And while you're at it, you can also snag the What Fulfills You journal if you want to pair the card game and journal for like a journaling duo. That's all for today. I will chat with you all in the next episode.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.